Tres4Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted, to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields, presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Welcome to the show, and good evening, everybody. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mapston, and I just want to say thank you so much if you are tuning in to our weekly broadcast. This is live as we record tonight, but we will be uploading the video and or the podcast at 7 o'clock, so make sure you tune in either to any of our social media channels. We are now posting our episodes up on our YouTube channel as well, so you can find them there. And, of course, you can go to our website, www.shesgonecountry.us, click the media tab, and underneath that it'll say She's Gone Country Radio. Click that tab, and our media play is right there for all your archived listening pleasure. I want to say thank you, of course, to our sponsors. We can't do our show each and every week without you, and we are really blessed to have you on board with us. So, of course, I want to say thank you to our presenting sponsor, Boyd Gaming, and the Cinch Shootout down in Vegas each December. This was year number two for them down there, and that was a really fun and exciting time to partner with them. So thank you to Boyd Gaming. I want to say thank you, of course, always to Tres Rios Silver, our family. Of course, you love it when your family is there to support you in all that you do. So thank you to Tres Rios, Brett, Keeley, Pecos, Aunt Vicky. I want to say thank you to, of course, 4Radio and all that Maria does behind the scenes to keep our show running, going on year number four. So thank you, Maria. And just many of the others that you know, Field to Frame, Bill Roberts, he does a lot of our media and a lot of our social media videos and clips. So thank you to Bill. Challenge of Champions Tour with Jason and Natalie Maddox. Gosh, there's so many. I hope I don't forget everybody tonight. I know that we have Cinch that dresses our ambassadors, American Hats that provide us with our hats. So many people that do so many things, and we thank you. I am excited tonight because if many of you are following any of the weather patterns, we just cannot seem up here in the Northwest to get up and out from underneath the snow. So although it may be gloomy and doomy up here in the great Northwest, I am bringing sunshine from the South. So all my guests tonight are going to cheer us on with all their sunny dispositions. So I've got, of course, my co-host and aunt, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, how are you tonight?
Hey, Becky, I am doing great, and you are right. The sun is shining in Central Texas. Supposed to have rain in a couple of days, but it's been a mild winter, and we've been very blessed.
Well, I know that you guys are all down there and keeping it, staying under nice, warm conditions. So I know Bobby Jean Olsen, our guest co-host, is with us tonight. Bobby Jean, how are things on the set and all you're doing down there in Arizona?
Oh, it is gorgeous here, but Aunt Vicki, we have the rain right now. So here in a couple of days, it will be heading your way. And I am not complaining because we are going to have the most beautiful, greenest spring ever.
Oh, it's going to be a great year.
Well, and I'm not a Debbie Downer or anything. You know, we need the rain. We need the snow. We need the moisture up here, and we are well due. We have not had a heavy winter like this in probably 6 or 7 years. So I know it's going to be a beautiful spring as soon as it gets here, which can't be soon enough. But tonight we are visiting with our another family member. We just brought him back on the show. He has got a lot going on, and we're just going to bring him on the air now, and we're just going to do a little roundtable and sit around and visit. This isn't really going to be an interview per se because he's family. He's part of She's Gone Country. He's been with us since the beginning whenever he can be, and so I want to welcome to the show our dear, dear friend and family member and cousin, and gosh, he's just busy doing so much, Mr. Cody Custer. Cody, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good to be on tonight.
Oh, gosh, it's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
It has been a long time.
I'm going in circles. I know that.
Well, you know, Cody, this is Aunt Vicki, and, you know, there has been so much going on in your life, and I know you've been extremely busy. It's your son Brett's senior year in high school. So I know that you and Stacy have been, you know, laying low and staying close to home so you can take part in everything that Brett has going on this very special year. But you know, besides that, you've got your schools going on, Cody. And then in March, you know, as a family, you know, we have a very special event going on. And I just want to tell our listeners that I've been very blessed by Aaron Custer, Danny Custer, and by Cody Custer, Jim Bob Custer, the entire family, because, you know, they call me Aunt Vicki. But this roping, Cody, that's taking place is near and dear to all of our hearts. Can you tell us about this coming up in Wittenberg, Arizona?
Well, in 2011, my son Aaron was killed in a car wreck in the we've done a lot of stuff back here in Oklahoma where he started high school out here, and so he had a lot of friends here, but he had a lot of friends back in Arizona that he was, grew up junior rodeoed when he was younger. So anyway, we've never done a memorial roping out there for him, and so this is a memorial roping that will honor Aaron, and then it'll also honor Danny, who my brother, who was killed a horse race in 2015. And so we decided to do, we're having two ropings on it's actually March 22nd on a Wednesday, and it'd be in Wickenburg, which is kind of the mecca team roping during the winter. And we're doing it at the downtown arena, and they're rolling out the red carpet for us to do a real nice event. We're going to start with a number 12 rope, and we'll call that Aaron's rope. And just Aaron, he was on the way to being a professional roper, and that's kind of his dream or whatever. And so we're having the number 12, and that way some of the young guys that are now expert ropers can come rope in this rope, and there's no cap on the numbers. So we're letting anybody come and rope, but, and then the second roping that we'll have is going to be a number 9 roping, and we'll call that Danny's roping. And so we're giving buckles to the winners of each roping, and we're giving fast time pocket knives with Danny's, Danny's initials on one and Aaron's initials on the other. And then we'll have a saddle and all this stuff's provided by Trace Rios Silver, but we're giving a saddle to the high money roper over the day. So anyway, pretty exciting deal. And then following that up, we're going to do a memorial, second annual memorial bull riding school for Danny in New mm-hmm. River on Friday, Saturday, Sunday of that week. And then the PBR is in town in Glendale, Arizona that week, that weekend. So we'll do the pre-party on Friday night at the Roadrunner restaurant and I guess it's a saloon. Restaurant and saloon, and they'll have a dinner, uh-huh. and they'll have live music and have a bull ride, and we'll do auction, and I don't know, we got all kinds of stuff planned. We'll do a live and a silent auction at the roping and at the bull riding. And so basically all the stuff from the roping is going to go towards Danny's memorial fund, mm-hmm. and then all the stuff at the bull riding school is going to go towards There's a charity in Wickenburg, Arizona called Life Changers, and what they do is they help people who are financially in need due to I don't think they have really any certain restrictions on it. They just help people that are in need. And so last year we were able to donate $11,500 in Danny's name from that bull riding school. So we're hoping to do at least that and probably better this year. So it's a pretty exciting deal.
Well, Cody, again, this is Aunt Vicki. And for our listeners, Cody, that don't know anything about Wickenburg, Arizona, I mean, you know, this is where Aaron was born. This is Danny's hometown, your hometown. Share with our listeners about the community of Wickenburg and what goes on in the wintertime and the mecca that it becomes for ropers.
Yeah, Wickenburg, I mean, of course, Arizona's got really awesome weather during the wintertime. So what happens is people flock from the north country to Wickenburg, and they spend probably from the 1st of October until the end of April. You can rope every day of the week in that town of Wickenburg. And they're not just little podunk ropings. There's a lot of really good ropings. So it's a pretty awesome place, and I would guess the population of Wickenburg probably triples in those months. So and I grew up in that little town, and it's changed a little bit, but the hospitality and the people there, just I mean, they love seeing people come, and the doors are open for the I guess they call them snowbirds, because they get out of the north. Which I guess I'm kind of one of those now, because I live in Oklahoma and it gets a little wintry around here too. So I miss Arizona in the middle of January.
Oh, well, wow. It is gorgeous here. Cody, this is your modeling partner in crime, Bud Beejean. And I have to say, for all of our listeners that don't know, Cody and I got to do a fashion layout for Western Horse and Gun magazine a few months ago. And this was the first time I got to work with Cody. I had visited with him a few times in 2015. I was going through a very, very hard, hard time. I was about to lose my actual eye. I had gone through about 5 surgeries. And Cody Custer and his inspiring, motivational messages was something that really saved me at the time. And I fell in love with this amazing cowboy that gives so much back to everybody else. Cody, you're always doing so much for others. What keeps inspiring you to do this?
Well, I mean, if you look at the important things in life, it's people, and I don't, you know, I don't walk it out 100% every day, but I do see that, what I call a long rodeo career that was over in a flash, the things that we do really they kind of fail in comparison to people and their lives and things that are going on. And I've seen on the backside of my bull riding career that, you know, everybody has something going on, and you gotta respect people and do what you can to, you know, help people get through the world, you know, through this life, because some people don't have it, Well, let's put it this way. You don't have to look very far to see somebody that's got tougher circumstances than we do, you know, no matter what the what we're facing or whatever. You don't have to look too far. So, I don't really know. I will credit the Holy Spirit and God living inside of me for, you know, for my, I mean, if you're asking why I try to do that stuff, I just think it's the Father's heart towards people. And so that, you know, that's the kind of heart I want to try to, just portray, you know,
Well, you definitely do. I think everybody that knows you loves you, respects you, and admires you.
You haven't talked to some people. You haven't talked to me.
Well, you know what? We're just not going to listen to those people, because I can tell you right now, your Aunt Vicki has been in awe of you since you were 11 years old when you first came into my life. And so, you know, you and your wonderful family, you reach out to so many. And I especially love your posts on your page on Facebook. It is finished. It's very inspirational, Cody. Look forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you
bet.
Cody,
and Cody, you know, and anyone who knows me will know that a lot of the growth in my walk with the Lord has come from the mentorship of Cody. So I always, you know, I like to call Cody family and friend, but he really has had a spiritual impact in my life and guiding the things that, and you know, yes, we're just doting on Cody tonight, but you know what, Cody, that's okay. You deserve it, because you do so much for everybody else. So, you know, Stacy can take the night off. We'll do it tonight. But
I'm just soaking it in.
Well, it was just so funny that I just happened to come across that post this week that I made a few years back, because really, you know, I hadn't seen you in so long. And when I ran into you at the finals and you handed me that book and just said, this is my heart. It, you know, it took me a while to read that book. I laid it down somewhere when I got home, and I just kept hearing you say that this is my heart. This is my heart. And so I just picked it up and started reading it, and it just transitioned my whole perspective and my whole walk and my whole understanding. And I know that was through the Holy Spirit, but he used you to get that message to me in a time that I really needed it in my life. And I think he has a great way of using you to do that for many people, because as the other lady said, you are very highly respected. And I know that's just because of the life you've walked out yourself and what the Lord's done for you. So, I just love you so much and I appreciate that. I couldn't be where I'm at without you and the Lord. So,
That means a lot.
Oh gosh, Cody.
And both of you. I mean, all of you. I mean, things you say mean a lot to me. So I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, thank you, Cody. Well, honey, this is Aunt Vicki. Listen, tell us about the school coming up. Tell us about the particulars. You know, when are you still accepting, you know, people that want to come? What's going on there?
Yeah, we're, you know, right now we have 17 bull riders entered and four bullfighters. And Frank Newsom's going to come help with the bullfighting, along with a bunch of other guys that have fought bulls professionally. And so that's a pretty cool deal. Frank, he's just a really humble guy, and just, you know, nobody braver on the planet, I don't think. And I don't know. I tease Frank all the time, but he takes it pretty good. But if he ever gets run over, I always tell him, "Yeah, it's because you're lacking. There's a little fear there, you chicken liver." he doesn't think it's very funny, but anyway, not a scared bone in that guy's body. But anyway, and then we got there'll probably be. Eight or ten guys that are helping. Charlie Sampson's going to be there helping with the bull riding. Myself,
awesome.
Ryan Dirt Eater, the guy that's on the PBR tour. There'll be some of those younger PBR guys that will show up, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I've told them about it. Just told them to come spend the day out there and spend a little time. Mm-hmm. So it'll be kind of cool. And we're still accepting. Guys. Coming to this school, and you just, if you want the information, I believe it's on CodyCuster.com, and That's my my website there, and I think I've got the information on there. If not, you can look up my Facebook page, and it'll be on there, Cody Custer Facebook page. So,
well, Cody, one other thing that I think is so important, and that is your approach to about teaching these young bull riders and the stock that you match them up with. I mean, it's really important and unique, and it develops them as, you know, going on to be a professional bull rider. Share some of that philosophy with us, if you would, please.
Yeah, that philosophy is not just a philosophy that's pulled out of the air. That's a philosophy based on my experience. And really, my generation and the guys before kind of got taken care of accidentally. It wasn't a strategic type deal, which I think nowadays it has to be a strategic thing, because the with the buck and bull industry being so magnificent, and all these people that are in the buck and bull business, what happens is a lot of guys are getting on bulls that are just way athletic and way born to buck, and I think that they miss a lot of the foundational stuff by not getting on the easier type bulls when they're younger, and which is what happened with every single one of us guys that, you know, in my era and before. We didn't have, there wasn't born to buck programs on every corner. I mean, there may have been a few, but they were excluded from the youth activities, and nowadays it just seems like that a lot of kids will get thrown to the wolves real quick, and so I'm pretty outspoken about that. And I own about 40 head of bulls, and there's about 10 of them going to a buck and bull sale here in April, because they've got, you know, they're too much for what I'm trying to do with my deal. But it's what we do is we just work on foundation stuff at the bull riding school. And here's my opinion. Every kid has some level of talent, and so if we can give them the right foundation, they can go do something with what talent they have, and we give them some good knowledge and some good, you know, just some good basic principles, and then really advise them in staying away from the, you know, a lot of kids try to go to those buck and bull events and stuff when they're young and they haven't developed and haven't been on a, you know, when I was a young kid, I started getting on steers when I was about 9, and I think I probably got on over 2,500 head of steers from 9 until 14. I got on my first bull when I was 14. And so when I got on my first bull, there was not a chance in AT double hockey sticks that he was going to buck me off. There was no way that bull was going to get me on the ground because I'd gotten on so many steers, and I knew so much, you know, I had so much understanding and experience behind me that the little old red muley that jumped and kicked around there in a circle, he wasn't going to buck me off. And nowadays, a lot of guys, they skip that part of the riding and the developing in your riding. And so it's, to me, it's, you know, it's just totally important, you know? And so that, I mean, I'm on that all the time.
I think it's wise. I think you're wise in your words.
If you skip that process, you're leaving something on the table that can't be regained, really. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because by the time they've skipped that process and then they get into the older, you know, older, they're in their elderly teens, well, they have no choice. They can't find those kind of bulls. And so it's,
mm-hmm.
me, it's a very, very pertinent deal. You know, I'm actually helping Herbert Terrio. He has the bid on the junior high finals in Lebanon, Tennessee this summer, and I'm helping put the bulls together for that. It's going to be really, really good. I'm excited.
Well, that'll, That'll be a good pen of bulls matched up evenly with those kids. And you know, I have one more question, and I'm gonna turn it over to Bobby G. Might have another question she has for you, but I want to know your opinion from a being a competitor standpoint. And while you're trying to match these kids as a and their level of experience with the level of the bulls, so that they can build their confidence and their skill sets, how important and how excited are you that they are now and have in the last year or two really brought back the bullfights, and you're adding that back aspect back into your guys' clinics? Because really the protection is just as much as the skill set in the cowboy, because all three of them work together out there in that arena, depending upon the situation that they're in. Have you seen an improvement in the skill sets of the bullfighters coming up now?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of young guys here's what I've seen. I've seen a lot of young guys that have bought into taking somebody on as a mentor and really spending time with them and really letting them help them develop. I've seen that in the bullfighting deal. And so there's a bunch of young guys there. You know, Cody Webster is a Frank Newsom product, you know, and Cody Webster, you know, arguably as good as there's ever been. I mean, I don't know who you'd argue with, but I'm not going to argue with anybody because, you know, I mean, there's no argument, really. I mean, you can't say he's not. And so that guy he put himself under Frank's teaching, and there's a young guy named I can't say his last name. He's done the same thing with Frank, and Frank has helped him, and he's, you know, now he's getting his pro card, and he's a stud. And I see dozens of young guys like that. So. There's probably some guys out there that haven't bought into that, but I have seen that as a trend. And to me, I think that's really, really important. And, you know, Frank's not so high on the freestyle stuff, although he put a whooping on him a little bit in the freestyle in his younger years, and he still could probably if he wanted to, but you know, his heart is taking care of guys, cowboys. And so, you know, I think that should be your number one priority if you're going to be a bullfighter. The freestyle stuff's just
right.
on the cake, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but there's a lot of stuff going on with the bullfights and all that stuff, and it's just
I'm kind of encouraged by
the youth. What's that?
I said I'm just encouraged to see that they're looking to those that have blazed a trail before them and saying, "Hey, mentor me, help me, you know." Cody, help me have better skill sets as a bull rider. Frank, help me be a better, you know, bullfighter. It's important, and that's the great thing about those that have gone before us is it's knowledge and the legacy that you guys have.
The other part of that is the other side of that is those of us that have gone before and we've got to not be too overly critical of the youth, because really when we're young. I'll guarantee you, I was a dipstick, just like them guys, and some of them guys that I think are. You know what I'm saying? I was.
Cody.
You know what I'm saying? And so, if you're overly critical of those guys, you lose your influence to help them develop. Mm-hmm. And so you got to. I mean, there's got to be a bit of criticism, but it's got to be in the right manner, or you lose your audience. And mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I don't know. You get people. You know, you get people saying, "Oh, these kids nowadays are a bunch of sissies," and all. Well, whatever. I mean, some of them are maybe, but I don't think the talent is any less than it ever was. And guess what? Mm-hmm. There were some sissies back when we were going too. I just glad I wasn't one of them.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I don't think anyone is a sissy if they climb on the back of a bull. So I don't. I think that's just a matter of opinion.
It's a product. It's a product of how you go through. How you go about it. And I think the going through the process is the most important part of it. I tell these young guys all the mm-hmm. time, don't go directly to the PBR. Your goal at the end of this deal should be the PBR. If you want to be the best, or you want to be a winner, you want to be, that's where your eyes should be, or that's where your focus should be eventually. But you got to go through the process. These 18-year-old guys going to the PBR, directly to the PBR, and getting on those rank bulls day in, you know, every week. It takes a toll on you, and then you get injured before you can develop into a man. 18, you're a mm-hmm. child, I mean, there's a few guys that there's a few exceptions, but for the for the most part, there if you'll go rodeo for a few years and grow up and be 23 or 24 with some experience behind you, with some maturity in your physical body, some maturity in your life, you're going to have a better chance. You're leaving something on the table if you don't, and that's it's the same thing. And so, I mean, I never bash anybody because I mean, Jess Lockwood is a stud. He's one of the baddest cats I ever seen, but he's still 18 years old, and it's showed up. It's already shown up. Mm-hmm. He's had some getting on those bulls day in and day out. I think if he wasn't getting on those bulls every single day, that his body would be healthier than it is. But on the other side of that, his mentality might not be the same either. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I just It's just one of them deals. There's some guys that there's some guys. Most guys can't handle that kind of that kind of hardcore. The hardcore of you know the pressure of the PBR every week. It's just a big. And
well,
you gotta
you
have
know,
some maturity behind you.
Right.
Before you get there.
Cody, this is Aunt Vicki, and one of the most important things that I really think that at your schools and when you mentor youngsters that you teach, and that is you give these youngsters a foundation, a solid foundation to stand on. That's not only in the arena, but out of the arena, Cody. I mean, you mentor so many of our youth, and you give them the confidence to believe in their own ability, but at the same time know that it's a God-given ability. Very special.
Yeah, that's right. And every single guy that's, you know, that's up-and-coming bull rider, they've already got some talent. They've already got some natural ability. It's just understanding and applying that, and then putting a little bit of experience with it. It's like anything, a little more experience and not getting into the heat of the battle too quick is always gonna benefit you down the road. And so, I mean, I don't. Like I'm not critical of them guys. I love watching them young guys, and it excites me to see so many young guys in the PBR that are, you know, in their early 20s. And I mean, even those there's some teenage guys in there that I go, man, I wish he'd go rodeo for a couple of years, just grow up a little bit, and, you know, as far as you know, just physically and mentally and all that stuff, and not have to be a guy. I mean, there's some guys in the PBR that came in with some phenomenal, you know, just came in and kind of kicked butt and took some names right off. But they've become mediocre and they're okay with it. And that's what I don't like about getting there too early is that a lot of them guys they just stay where they're at, and they're going to have a career of, I got a sponsor, and I can win an event a year and stay on every once in a while and take the easy way out when it, you know, if I'm in trouble. And it just, I don't know. This is not even being critical. This is just sitting here watching and going, ah, man, I wish that guy would, you know, I wish that guy would this or that. And, and some of them get friends. I mean, most of them are.
Go ahead, Bobby Jean.
I think everything that you're teaching these young guys now, it's just going to benefit them as they go through life, whether they stay bull riders or they go on to different careers. I mean, the foundation you're teaching them now is going to benefit them the rest of their lives, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so all of us on this phone line, we can look back. We're on the backside of our real youth, and we can look back and we can say, you know, I should listen more to, you know, like Grandpa Tatum. I heard all the stories, but I didn't listen to them. Now I'm going, man, I wish I'd have listened, you know? And so anyway, I don't even remember where I was going with this, but I'm just saying every single one of us, every yeah. single one of us are, oh, I know what I was going to say. Our lives, the foundation that we get when we're young follows us, you know, I mean, it carries us through. And so, I know where I was going with this is bull riding must be everything to you while you're doing it, but it can't be your identity. Because if it's your identity, mm-hmm. good or bad, it's going to mess with you. It's going to mess you up. Mm. And so,
you know, Cody, go ahead, hon. I just got one thing to add on.
Yeah.
But, you know, you were talking about Grandpa Tatum and everything and that mm-hmm. you wish you would have listened. And, you know, I really think that all of us can look back and say, you know, when we were growing up, when we were 18 or 19, you know, every day was just, it was an ordinary day. And now as we grow a little older and hopefully by God's grace, wiser, we can look back and say, you know what? Those days weren't ordinary. Those days were extraordinary, you know, and
Well, I can tell you one thing. I may go kicking and screaming, but I sure listen to the wisdom in my Aunt Vicky. So I know that comes from Grandpa. I know it comes from Grandpa, and I know when she's having Grandpa moments, and I'm like, and I just pull my hat down and I grin and I bear it because I know I need it. I know I need what she's telling me. So I feel lucky because I may be on the backside, but I'm still getting educated.
Yeah.
So, but you know, Cody, you've got so much going on, and I think you know you play such an important role in these up and comers. And really, you know, we're going a little bit long, but I think it's important. And I know there's a lot of probably people that have differing opinions, but I can tell you one thing. In watching you and one person in particular that I think of is, and I have to go back to him. I have to go back to Sage. Because I know you had a very big mentoring role in his life, and between his foundation,
somewhat.
And who he is, and God, and his bull riding, and who he looked to, people give him crap about, well, why don't you go to the PBR? Why don't you do this? Well, you know what? He knows who he is, and he knows what he wants, and he knows what's important to him, and why. And so he doesn't get moved by what people are throwing at him. He's stable. He's solid. And I think that's a very strong quality to have in an athlete because he's not moved by the wind and he's fine where he's at. He likes where he's at.
Yeah. And the thing.
Oh, you're cutting out. Cody, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yep. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me? I was just saying that, you know, it's nobody's business but Sage Kimsey's. And that's, you know, to me, that's where I leave a lot of guys alone because they're going to make up their own mind. And some of them already have made up their own mind and stuff. But I'm doing my best just to keep spreading my logic and the reason why I say the things I say and stuff. So it's, you know. I mean, I don't know. I love the sport so much. I mean, that's the thing about me is I love bucking bulls. I love watching guys get on. I love talking about it. And, you know, I mean, I guess that's why I was pretty good at it. So
would you agree, Cody, that we're kind of on this. It got me thinking about a bunch of different things. When you guys were going down the road, and you can totally correct me if I'm wrong, but your goal and your dream was winning that gold buckle. There wasn't the PBR. There wasn't, you know, all these different venues that you could go to. So your drive, you know, there was only one world champion every year. And so when you talk about, you know, the guys getting to the PBR and then just staying kind of mediocre because they think they've gotten to where they the best that they can do and they don't need to do any better. You guys had that one continual drive, that one focus every year. And so I think you guys, to some degree, it was more limited, so you had to work harder. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, that's why things are spread out now so much, and that's why there's not a concentration of the best bull riders at one place all the time. You know, at the same places all the time, and so I mean, you get in the battle of the PBR's got the best riders and the best bulls, and you get into all that stuff, and it's like. I know some guys that should should go to the PRCA that are going to PBRs, and I know some guys that are going to PRCAs that should go to the PBRs. But you gotta find your, you know, it's kind of one of them deals. It's a very delicate place to figure out where you're supposed to be. And you know, there's a guy right now that's a perfect example. His name's Dave Mason, and he's from Australia, I believe, and he came over to the PBR and got hurt, had to go back home. Well, he came back over and got his PRCA stuff. Well, he just won Tucson last weekend, and he won Fort Worth. He's won two major rodeos in the last month and a half or something like that. And he's going to thrive there. He's going to flourish in the PRCA. And I think he's pretty young. And then when he decides to go back to PBR, he'll have some more experience behind him. But again, this is just my opinion. I know a couple of 17-year-old kids that think I'm a retard. You know, they think I'm trying to steal something from them. You know what I'm saying? They're thinking I'm trying to steal something from them when I'm just really trying to give them some advice, just saying, hey, man, slow down just a touch and don't leave something on the table that you're, you know, that you can't get back. And so anyway, I don't know.
Wise words.
Well, they'll look back on it, and they'll, just like we all do, and they'll remember it.
Yeah.
And somewhere in their nowhere, it'll stick in there because it may have rubbed them raw or something they didn't want to hear. But the fact that it did is why it's going to stick. So,
Cody, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just say the whole thing about that. Even if I am right, I'm going to respect them guys no matter where they're at, because they're doing their thing, and they're in the middle of their glory days, and you know, I'm gonna respect them guys.
Well, I don't think there's a disrespectful bone in your body, at least not anymore, if there ever were. But you've always been a gentleman to every time I've been around you, and that's been a long time. Looking back at some of those pictures. So, with that being said, I'm gonna. Well, I just think about that picture from your wedding, Aunt Vicki, and I'm just like, from to Uncle Danny years ago, I'm like, holy moly, I was in a bonnet. I was young. But anyway.
Itty bitty.
Yeah, and you know, it's so funny. We get so busy and time goes by so fast, and I'm going to just make one more remark, and I'm going to turn over to Aunt Vicki to close it out. Make sure you find Cody's information on CodyKester.com. We'll make sure we post it on our social media. He'll post it on his. But get to those ropings if you're a roper in Arizona in March. Great family. We love them all so much. But it was funny, as I was talking to Cody this morning, and he's like, what are you up to? I said, oh, you know, just busy, just running on a treadmill. And he goes, oh, yeah, me too. I'm just running. And then I started laughing. He goes, oh, wait, you're, like, really on the treadmill.
You're not going to catch me
you're
on
really
the treadmill,
running.
I promise.
we love you, Cody, and I'm glad that you got to spend some time with us. We missed having
you
on the show. So we'll make sure we post that. But I'm going to say goodnight to our listeners. That's it for this week. And, Vicki, I'll let you close it out, let our listeners know who's coming on next week, and we will talk to you guys all then. So make sure you tune in and share this broadcast out with your friends on all your social media. Have a good night.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Becky, Bobby Jean. Thank you, Maria. Thank you so much. Cody, before I say goodnight to you, I want to let our listeners know that next week we have Dr. Sean Scott from the Justin Sports Medicine on our broadcast. So we'll look forward to visiting with Dr. Scott. And Cody, our love to Stacy, to Lacey, to Brett. We love you. Thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to close out tonight with a little cowgirl logic from a wonderful, beautiful friend of ours, Miss Crystal Lyons from Mason, Texas. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
I'm Crystal Lyons, and I was about 5 or 6 at the time, and Dad had all the hogs rounded up and pinned at the barn so he could notch ears and clip tushes. Well, I badly wanted to come, and he told me to get up in the hayloft right above where he was working and stay put. Well, unbeknownst to Dad, I slipped out of the hayloft and was out in the barnyard making my way around to the back of the barn where all the action was. Before I got very far, the meanest sow we had headed straight for me. I am screaming, but Daddy can't hear me over the squealing of the pigs. There was nothing else to do but run to Dad as fast as my little legs could carry me. Well, Dad saw me running with this sow wolfing on my rear end the whole way, and he grabbed up a board and headed towards us. And when he made it to us, I jumped up in his arms while he's busy beating off the sow, and I just kept climbing till I was perched up on his shoulders. I was so scared that I peed all over my daddy. Well, is there a point to this story? Yeah, the way I figure it is, God is our Heavenly Father has set boundaries for us to live by, and those boundaries are oftentimes looked upon as being there to take away our freedom, but that's a misconception. God's boundaries are there for our freedom and for our life. But just like I did back then, most of us got to slip across that line sometime or another in an attempt to get our way. And sometimes we can find ourselves in a worse situation than having a hog on our butt. Well, what's the answer? Same. Run to the Father calling out the name of Jesus. You don't have time to clean yourself up. You can't. Just like my daddy didn't throw me away because I peed all over him, neither will Jesus cast you aside in all your mess. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that
ForRadio.com.